Hey, Hit Factory listeners, if you're enjoying and want even more Hit Factory, including the entirety of this episode, consider becoming a patron of the show at patreon.com/hitfactorypod. For just $5 per month, you'll get access to our premium bi-weekly episodes, bonus episodes, and a lot more. Thanks for listening and supporting. Eamon, do you get the sense that James Gray might have some dad stuff that he's working through? Like, I don't know about you, but I pick up in this movie and some of his other ones too that maybe there's like, maybe he's got some feelings about his father.
Yeah, but definitely some Oedipal tendencies there going on for sure.
You know, I think Gray to me is somebody who can't help but inject the personal into his work, even at this early stage here. And like you said, he's got it from the beginning. There are moments in this film that, while it has its kind of peaks and valleys, are just so staggering and so just like purely cinematically bold. I think of, and this is jumping way ahead, but kind of one of the key moments in the film when Tim Roth's character, this hitman for the Russian Jewish mob, assassinates, he ends up executing this guy, one of his targets in Brooklyn, and they take him out to like a dump, and there's just like steely blues, and everything is evoked in sort of silhouette and shadow. And I don't know about you, it's so confident when it is confident and when it's working that I was just totally blown away by this watch.
Yeah, that really recalled like that, the painterly image of that execution, and the four of them or five of them situated around him is really like, watching it again today, that stuck out to me even more. I completely agree.
In the household as well, there are multiple generations of the family. Obviously, we have the son. We've got Vanessa Redgrave and Maximilian Schell. And then we've got the grandmother as well. I'm going to call this out because it irked me ever so slightly. I don't know if you watched the film on Criterion Channel as well, but I did. And I watched it with the captions on, with subtitles, as I watch everything. Sorry for those who are offended by that, but same. it's the way that I watch things. I like being able to read along. It helps me not miss things, and especially in an environment where I can't always control the noise, it's very helpful. But the grandmother is occasionally subtitled and sometimes just given a closed caption in parentheses, in a parenthetical of her speaking, and it says speaking in Russian, and I noticed immediately that it did not really sound like Russian. So I looked this up and she is speaking Yiddish.
It's Yiddish, exactly. Exactly.
And it's an important distinction that the captions are not calling out. And I think it's crucial because there is, I think in the text of the film, this theme of, you know, an inability to communicate and express, obviously emotionally, you know, all of these people are very walled off, very incapable of speaking to one another in ways that would help them to understand. But there is, in fact, the language barrier too, where the sons speak English, where the parents speak predominantly Russian, and even then the grandmother who speaks Yiddish. So there's this like game of telephone and this profound disconnect in the newer generation with Furlong and Roth from the person who is sort of like the figurehead and the one most connected to their heritage.